Last weekend, I joined thousands, perhaps millions at this point, of folks who went to go see the movie Wonder Woman in the theater, a story perhaps familiar from the comic books of yesteryear, a movie that builds on what is known and introduces some new answers to burning questions. Every good story hooks the reader with an unfolding storyline and just enough detail to let you visualize it in your mind. It's the prequel that tells the backstory, the origin, if you will, into the how and the why, how a small little Diana came from an idyllic island of Amazons to save the world in World War I against great evil. The arc keeps the theme and movement of characters moving towards an episodic end in which you're hoping some more is coming. Does that method feel familiar? Keep it in your mind for just a moment. Today, we begin a series of reading through the book of Genesis together. Genesis, the first book in our Bible, not necessarily the first book recorded, but the one that gives us a poetic and theological record of who we are and whose we are. Now, many of us met God first in the Gospels through Jesus. We've known God in miracles and in teachings, in healing and in the story of Jesus. Perhaps we can understand Genesis as a prequel. Many stories take the multiple prequels to tell the fullness of the story arc. Let us imagine for a moment this model. Many of you have taken the challenge to read through the Bible this year. Some of you have used the layout that we provided and are kind of reading through it. If you've not had a chance, feel free to pick it up. It's never too late to start. But as I was preparing for this year in worship, I found myself in prayer hearing God call us back again to the beginning, but the beginning with a twist. Many of the stories of Genesis we know from Sunday school or from popular culture. How many of us had a child with a Noah's Ark nursery theme or bought baby shower items towards that purpose? How many of us heard people say they're fighting like brothers without realizing the reference to Cain and to Abel? The story of Genesis is where our beginnings start. But some people of faith have gotten a bit tangled up in some of the concerns of Genesis. Sometimes the question gets asked, is it true? Over and over again to the stories. To which the answer is yes. It is true and dependable that God has created the world around us. But it's much more nuanced for us to understand that Genesis, beginning and origin, has a long history of oral tradition, told from person to person to person, stories that are always true, but not reduced necessarily to their simplest understanding. My prayer is that God will open our eyes to the vastness of creation, the fullness of how we might understand not just one beginning, but God's ongoing story of creation. God's creation begins with nothing. The prequel goes back to time before time, space before space, place before place. And yet, God greets even nothingness with an invitation to be, to become, to be blessed. we've heard through the children's message, day by day, God created light and dark, water and dry, sky, moon, stars, plant, trees, animals of all sorts, favorites and not, and people. God's creation can amaze and astound us each and every day. Did you know? New species are being discovered each and every day. God's handiwork revealed. It was a recent trip of five scientists to Suriname that discovered 60 previously unknown species this year. Beetles and hummingbirds and apparently a rat with very large feet that they uncovered on their trip as well. Our scientists would tell us that it's curiosity and it's determination that our world leads us towards that wonder. It's experiments and discoveries that invite our awe. It was just this week that researchers reported finding fossils in North Africa of the oldest living specimen known, over 300,000 years old. If their hypothesis is confirmed, this is the oldest living Homo sapien fossils known. That's in Morocco that it was found. And it's with a bit of awe and trepidation that I tell you this is based on the modern art and science of dental features. Apparently, you can tell someone's origin, I just learned this, based on the number of cusps in their teeth. Our creation continues to astound us. Science expands our awe, not crushes it. It leads us to worship, and our world is expanding with knowledge and discovery every day. Did you know there are folks called exoplanet hunters that are looking for planets beyond our own solar system where others might live? So a recent discovery of KELT-9b, a planet two times the size of Jupiter, is perhaps a possible place 650 light years away that people might one day come to live. It's far beyond our universe and yet a part of God's amazing creation. It's Frederick Buechner who reminds us that using the same materials of earth, air, fire, and water, every 24 hours, God creates something new out of them. If you think you've seen the same show over again 7 times this week, you're crazy. Every morning, you wake up to something that in all of eternity was never before and will never be again. And the you that wakes up was never the same before and will never be the same again. You see, our God created and is still creating. God, who created everything out of nothing, still creates each and every day. Every day is full of possibility and potentiality. God not only creates what's around us, but what we're made of and who we are. All of the foundational pieces of us made by the God who created heaven and earth. Now you might be thinking to yourself, there's multiple creation stories that you've heard. We'll hear another one next week in the second chapter of Genesis. Let me tell you, they are not in conflict with one another. In fact, they highlight different foci of creation and point us back to the Creator. In the same way the scriptures Vernon read of Genesis 1 and John 1 collaborate as a prequel to the story of Jesus, telling it from different perspectives, almost like a brother and sister trying to get the last M&M in the bowl, who would tell a different story of how it ended. And in the Gospel of John, a whole nother angle altogether, cultivating our awe for time and space. In creation, God already was. The God who creates, God's Spirit who moves over chaos, and God's Word through the Logos in John 1. So as we preach through Genesis, hear my invitation to read along, to read with others in community as we seek God together. Over this time, we'll read all 50 chapters, kind of unfolding that back story of beginnings. With twists and with turns, the backstory of God's people might surprise us. Let's read through it together, episode after episode, and discover where God is leading us. The beginnings impact our lives. You've noticed many of the images of creation, all of them came from your pictures and your photos. At this point, I've received over 1,000 beautiful images of creation, and it's my desire to use them throughout our series together. I hope you'll continue to send them, that we can share together God's incredible creation. As God creates, we are made in God's image. You might have noticed as you walked into the lobby a big circle on the wall with a single image there at the bottom. We're also gathering the full story of creation through your created images. The first one, Maya Ditzel did for us there at the bottom. It's also on the cover of your bulletin. I hope others will take a packet and create something as well, perhaps with watercolor or crayon, with fabric or whatever it is that inspires you in God's creation. God, who has created this incredible world we inhabit, is still creating. We, who are made in that image, are encouraged and inspired, perhaps even obliged, to discover and explore God's very creation. Science has never been in conflict with God. Only human regulation of theological understanding. You and I were created by God to uncover those great mysteries tucked into every corner of the galaxy. So let us study the beginnings of trees and mountains, stars and rivers, but also of humanity and relationship. This incredible gift is our privilege and our responsibility. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news, prequel, main story, and sequel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.